Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg and Polokwane 18, Pretoria 19.
Incredibly enough, we've got an issue on the roads. N12 R24 stationary vehicle. That's N12 R24 west at the ramp to the N3.
Rise Mzansi leader Song Hentsu Sibi has stressed the need to uphold the legacy of the 1976 Soweto uprising by honouring the youth who stood up against apartheid's education policies. Party spokesperson Mabina Sebe says Sibi has called for a fight against crime, corruption and hunger.
The national leader will be joined by Rise Mzansi members for a wreath-laying ceremony at the Hector Peterson Memorial, where he will reflect on the importance of preserving the meaning of 16 June 1976 Day and how the work of building a safe, prosperous, equal and united South Africa must continue.
Political analyst Bekin Mkhumazulu says the Government of National Unity has an identity crisis. This week marks 1 year since the GNU was formed after the ANC dropped to 40% in the 2024 elections. He says the coalition is slow in service delivery with weak cohesion among ministers.
The ANC would behave as though it is still the governing party, and the DA behaves as though it is still the opposition party, which is not the case. All 10 political parties are part of the coalition. You see some ministers behaving as though they are representing their own political parties. Whatever you are doing, you are not doing it for the party, but for the country.
The Gauteng Health Department is prioritising the repair of infrastructure across hospitals as winter strains critical infrastructure. The department spokesperson Motaletale Madiba says 100 million rand has been allocated to restore and maintain essential equipment. He confirmed that the contingency plans, including mobile units, are in place to ensure uninterrupted patient care.
The reality is that we are facing critical equipment that has aged, and part of the problem is due to not having been serviced appropriately for a long time. The department has now capacitated our own internal infrastructure unit so that it has the ability to implement the maintenance program in-house.
And Iran says it successfully struck Israel with a salvo of missiles minutes ago. This as Israeli rescuers reported 4 deaths and damage to residential buildings in multiple cities. While Israel's military says it struck command centers in Tehran belonging to Iran's Quds Force, the foreign operations arm of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard. More on jackrandfm.com, click on news. I'm Miel Pinaar, hoofdnieuwsuur. Rise Mzansi doen 'n beroep op voortgesette verandering vir te midde van jeugdagvieringe.
Yes, please. Alrighty, where are we in space and time? June 16th, 3 minutes past 8. Thanks, Emil. More news coming up a little bit later on at 9 o'clock. Hey. Unless you want to do it at, what, 5 past? Or
no, nine's good. Nine's good.
Coming up at this hour, yay, we're going to be talking about the McDonald's deal. Huh? There's a deal drop coming your way. But also coming up on the show, it is the Checkers XXL Jackpot Savings Competition. Starts today, runs for this week and next week on Breakfast with Martin Bester. And every morning, we're going to give one listener the opportunity to win up to 20,000 rand in Checkers vouchers. Yeah, and in just 30 seconds, nochal. How it works is we're going to give you fun, clever clues about 5 products currently on promotion at Checkers. You guess the products, and for every correct answer, you'll score 1,000 rand in Checkers vouchers. And then we add up how many you get out of the 5s. Let's say you get all 5 right. Fine, you win 5 grand. Oh, sorry, you have an extra savings card? Fine, we'll double your winnings to 10 grand. Oh, you've also got the extra savings plus, we'll double it again. So there's a potential 20,000 rand in Checkers vouchers up for grabs in this hour. You want to win, all you got to do is WhatsApp Checkers XXL Jackpot and your name and surname to 084-8500-942. And you're in the draw. Checkers XXL Jackpot, your name and your fun. 084-8500-942.